One of the most inspirational moments of the Slichos Tefillah is at the end of Slichos, after we have davened and beseeched HaKadosh Baruch Hu for many, many things, we sort of wrap up Slichos with Shema Koleinu, a very powerful tefillah about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listening to all of our tefillahs, not just Mikabel, but Shomea, to listen, to hear, to understand all that we are offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this line of Shema Koleinu, in this paragraph, we say, Al Tashlichenu Li'es Zikna, do not cast us away in our old age, when our strength, you know, gives out. Don't forsake us. What does this mean? We normally translate "Al tashlichenu li'esegna" is don't give us away in our old age when our strength is weak. Don't give us out. Don't leave us. But if that's the case, it should say "Be'es zigna." Don't cast us away during our time of old age. What does it mean, "Li'es zigna"? Rav Eliezer Voldenberg, the Tzitz Eliezer, offers an idea that really forever changed the way that I understood this line and this tefillah. And he explains that our impression is that young people are filled with energy and vitality and dynamic and excited and have a certain exuberance to them. Their whole lives ahead of them, they're idealistic, they're engaged, excited, proactive, they're ready to accomplish, they're ready to set the world on fire. Older people are more set in their ways. They're more unlikely to change. They have their routines. They have their ways they go about things. That's the difference between the younger people, so to speak, and the older people. We therefore ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Tashlichenu, not Be'es Zikna. No, not just, it's not an age, it's not a number. But what is my mentality? Do not cast me away or give up as if I can't change, as if I'm, so to speak, old and set in my ways. We're not asking God at a certain age, do not get rid of us. Chalila v'chas. We're asking Hashem to help me continue to be young. It's not a number. And in fact, the Gemara tells us that there was a coin in the times of Avram Avinu, that on one side was a young boy and a young girl, on the other side was an older man and an older woman. And the great Sri De'esh of Chaim Yaakov Weinberg explained, because Avram and Sarah lived their lives, no matter how old they were, like that young child, always with that sense of energy and excitement and vitality. That's why the Rashi says, when Sarah was 100, like 20, like 7, she always lived her life, no matter how old she was in her age. Her mindset was, we call it, growth mindset. Al tashlichenu le'es zikna. As we approach this Motzei Shabbos of Slichos, as we approach the final week, as we prepare for the Yom HaNorayim, we ask ourselves to have a growth mindset. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us have a growth mindset. Not a matter of the age that we are, but of the prospects of what we can accomplish, but of the dreams that we aspire to, but of the opportunities we want to take advantage of. That's the case. Then we'll be on the right path for tshuva. Al tashichenu le'esigna. Always to remain young, to remain excited, to remain energetic, and to remain the potential of wonderful opportunities of tshuva.